Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that's freetalklive.com. Also, don't miss Nick's website. It's freemindstv.com. Nick is one of the co-hosts of the television program Free Minds TV, also now a radio program. And both of them are available for your download and convenience, also completely free, if you go over to freemindstv.com. What are some of the other features that you've got on your site, Nick?
We have a forum set up. So for people who want, it's actually a subreddit of Free Keen, but for people who want to talk about the show, we also post all of our show content up there, which most shows won't do. At least for the radio side, we post our show content. So if you want to know where we're getting our facts from, you can double check.
Very cool. And there's some bonuses, too, for those who choose to become members.
Yep. Basically, the member side is $3 a month or $30 a year. So we kind of loosely based it off of what the AMP program did for Free Talk Live. And there's some bonus footage that's never going to go out for free. Sometimes there are shoots that went wrong or just bonus segments that we didn't have time to get to during our regular show, both on the radio side and the TV side. So we put those up there for the members as a little something extra.
Cool. People can go to freemindstv.com, get involved in that. And, of course, remember to listen to Free Minds Radio live on Sundays. If you're around and you're looking for something to do on a Sunday afternoon, you guys do a live radio program from 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern Time every Sunday, and you can hear it on the Free Talk Live streams. So if you're listening to the Free Talk Live dial-up or broadband 24/7 test streams that we've got up, you will hear Free Minds Radio at that time. Of course, if you miss it live, you can always get the podcast at freemindstv.com. We continue with your phone calls. Jeremy is on the line in Indiana on the AMP line. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, I wanted to talk about everyone's favorite topic, roads.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
The third rail of libertarian politics.
Well, I think there can be some harmony. I had some of the same concerns that Mark has until I remembered that voluntarism isn't about no government. It's about voluntary government and likely smaller government like neighborhood homeowners associations. So, Mark, you're for secession, so you believe individual state governments can link up roads, right?
I'm certain the state governments can link roads together. I've seen evidence.
Okay, and if city or county governments seceded, do you think they could link up roads?
Probably.
I see where he's going with this.
Do you think that neighborhood homeowners association governments could link up with other neighborhood homeowners association governments?
The roads?
Yes.
In most cases?
Well, problem solved.
There you go.
Problem solved. All right, Jeremy, anything else?
Well, let's remember that roads already exist. So the better discussion is probably how to transfer the roads from the corporations known as government to private ownership, which would likely be even easier to figure out than starting from scratch.
Right. I did make this point last night that we already have roads and right-of-ways. Most roads could be expanded without too much trouble. Maybe that would be an area that eminent domain might have to get involved, but simply because the road is already there. But, in most cases, you wouldn't have to use any kind of force simply because the roads exist. I was introduced to the idea of auction design last night and did some research on this. And
what is it?
Well, it's basically, in the case of, say, roads, one would, Gene alluded to it, to the idea. Gene explained it without calling it auction design, and then I looked into it, and it's essentially what he had said, which is that essentially as a road designer, you could say, I'm going to build a road from here to here, and in the process, you say, it's going to go through, here's one of three choices of where the pathways the road could go. Then you send offers to the landowners in those areas detailing, what it is per square foot of or yard or whatever of ground that it is that you wish to put this road in. This is what I'm offering you for your land and make them these offers. And then each of them would sign and their signature would say commit them from 1 year from, the date of commitment that they would have to sell their land. They're committed once they sign this offer. And you wouldn't necessarily have to take it because it would be on the, contingent that everyone sign. Mm-hmm. And the landowner would, of course say yes or no as to whether or not they wanted to sell for that rate. Likely you'd pay a bit more for land, but not significantly more, not double. So because there would still be competition between the three routes that the road would go.
Sure.
So you would, you know, you basically design these auctions that would have people competing against each other for a lower rate, you know, the lower cost of their land, and you wouldn't have to deal with one cantankerous jerk because you'd have to deal with, you know, the possibility of three cantankerous jerks, but you know that's not likely.
All righty, Jeremy, anything else?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
Even if you did have three cantankerous jerks, they'd have to compete against each other if they actually did want to sell the land.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's a good chance that the more landowners you're talking to, the more likely one of them is going to sell and outprice the other ones, essentially.
I don't know. I'm scared of letting go of safety nets like the eminent domain that we've had for so long, and it's a system that we've had. And, like, I don't know all the circumstances.
It's not a safety net if it's your property being stolen, I'll tell you that.
And but
even the safety net for the state?
There wouldn't be much of a state. However, I do think you can design constitutions that will hold bureaucrats in. So, you know, in the case of eminent domain, for instance, you make an eminent domain czar. He'd be one of few, public bureaucrats that would be in my government at all, considering I only believe in cops, roads, and possibly military, but not really. Maybe that would be militia. So, I mean, you're only talking about cops and roads here. So you got an elected position. You say he has to go through these steps. He has to offer, you know, make these offers in this manner. His whole job's outlined. And, then at that point, he oversees an election where a supermajority of people would have to decide whether eminent domain would be used. If it's found that he's somehow used his power to help his friends and punish his enemies, then,
he will
for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Well, that's a fantasy, Mark, that you have there, and good luck with you.
Yeah, yours is too, buddy.
Eminent domain is not really the reason. I have some reservations about completely privatizing all roads, but they're really not. I would just as soon see eminent domain abolished. And if some roads are still going to be run by the state, they should just be bought from property owners.
The government cannot successfully negotiate purchase from individuals. I mean, they're that incompetent.
Right. They could probably delegate it to a company that would have a profit incentive.
A small commission, like a real estate company?
Right, something like that.
Impossibility.
1-800-259-9231. All right, I had enough of that last night. We move on to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Dennis.
Greetings, freedom fighters.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to give you guys an update on the voter guide situation that the Liberty Alliance was facing.
Okay, go ahead and give a quick recap and then do your update.
Okay, so long and short of it, the Liberty Alliance found out on very short notice that the plan that we had of handing out voters' guides to voters as they entered the polls was going to meet a lot of bureaucratic resistance for reasons that are unconstitutional, but given the time that we've got, unchallengeable realistically. So we went ahead and decided that we would put all our voters' guides into newspaper inserts.
Mm-hmm.
And that we were kind of short on money, and I made a desperate begging plea for money, which you graciously allowed me to do. And I have to thank the listeners of Free Talk Live. You people really stepped up to the plate.
Know it was them?
I can't guarantee for sure, but I mean, when things come out of the woodwork, like, I've never heard of this guy in, you know, wherever, and he's giving money to the Liberty Alliance, I'm assuming he heard it on Free Talk Live, especially if it's 20 minutes after I mentioned it on the air.
Probably true.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to move for the Free State Project that are thinking, well, I'd like to help people that are there now so that there's smaller government, less intrusive government when I get there.
Yeah, and even if
Absolutely.
You can't move and you appreciate some of the activism that's going on here, there are various ways for you to get active. You can get behind efforts like what Dennis is involved with over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. You can also do things like support people that are under attack, like Bill Walker, who we had on the program recently. There's a chip-in available for him. He was arrested for carrying concealed, which, of course, is nonsense. He was open carrying in his car, but apparently that's concealed. So you can help people out that are in trouble by the state from a distance. And in addition, I know that Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is going to be heading up a fund, and we're going to be talking about it here. And Dennis, I'm going to bring you back. We'll continue the discussion. You'll give us your update here in moments. But there's also going to be a fund for non-cooperatives, for people that are in trouble with, possibly looking at some sort of governmental punishment or something like that for non-cooperating and for being civilly disobedient. There's going to be a fund to help those people out and to encourage them to do that sort of activism. So all kinds of ways for you to get involved, even if you can't be here in person. And stay tuned for more Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I want to tell you briefly about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. You want to get signed up as soon as possible. Take advantage of the early bird discount rate of $199 for one of the best liberty-oriented events you can attend all year long. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum is the place to go to get signed up to learn more about the event. I highly recommend it. I have been to the last two of two Liberty Forums, and it has been an absolute blast. This year, expecting it to be great again. In fact, the list of speakers is starting to fill out. Lots of people, the names that Free Talk Live listeners are going to recognize, like John Taylor Gatto, Mark Stevens, Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, David Berglund from the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate, and some other names, lots of people that we've had on the air before. I'm hoping we'll see some liberty-oriented luminaries, big-name people. I know Glenn Jacobs was there last year. I don't think he was speaking to anybody. But
he's a big man in the Liberty movement.
He is maybe the biggest man in the Liberty movement. You may know him as WWE's Kane, and he was there. Got him on the program. Always interesting people to talk to. If you can't make it out, you will hear Free Talk Live broadcasting live there for the entire weekend. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to socializing and networking and having dinner and going out to eat with a variety of different liberty-minded people that many of them already live here in New Hampshire. A number of them are considering moving. And, Nick, you've been to the past couple Liberty Forums, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's a good time, and Porkfest is fun. It's a little bit more relaxed, but the good thing about Liberty Forum is it kind of condenses all the speakers. So if you're somebody who likes, you want to see all these luminaries and you want to hear what they have to say, you're actually going to have to pick what you want to see because there'll be different events running simultaneously. But it's a great way to cram in meeting all these influential members of the Movement for Liberty. I mean, it's just amazing how many people we can get to a hotel in New Hampshire.
In the middle of winter? Weekend.
Yeah, in the middle of winter. Not only how many speakers we can get, but how many people come to listen to those speakers. And if you're not somebody who's been to New Hampshire, you haven't been to any of the Free State Project functions, and you're a libertarian, you're probably going to be a little bit overwhelmed by being surrounded by that many people who agree with you right off the bat.
Plus, one of the kind of the more fun things for Free Talk Live listeners is you get to meet other Free Talk Live listeners and callers.
And they party on into the night.
They do party. There's a tremendous amount of Free Talk Live listeners that attend. I mean, a significant percentage of the attendees at the Liberty Forum are Free Talk Live listeners. And you'll be able to meet people like Dennis in New Hampshire. We go back to Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and another great all-around activist here. Actually, Dennis, you have your own television show. It's New Hampshire Capital Access, and it airs on TV stations across the state here in New Hampshire. So you're going to be there, I'm sure, right?
Oh, absolutely. One of the great memories I have of Liberty Forum was the last time that we had Liberty Forum. The presidential candidate, McCain, was at the same hotel as us.
Ugh.
And my camera crew got to bird dog him. They were kind of chasing him around, asking him questions, and they actually cornered Tom Ridge, the former Homeland Security Director, and started asking him some embarrassing questions. That was so fun.
So, Dennis, you were calling for another reason. I just wanted to tell people to go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use the discount code 2009FTL, 2009FTL, to get signed up. You were calling in to give us an update. You and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance looking to give out a voter's guide, and we're talking about sending it out via newspaper. Instead of spending direct mail, spending way too much money on direct mail, you found a really affordable way to get it done as an insert in a newspaper, and that's kind of where you left off when you were telling us the story. So go ahead.
That's right. And I did once again just thanks the FTL listeners that stepped up. And I did have a few people email me and say, hey, you know, I want to go ahead and give you some money. And I said, well, here's the link. And so that was great. We were able to get it done. Yesterday morning, I ended up delivering 30,000 inserts to the combination of the Concord Monitor and one of the other Porcupines, took some of them to the Union Leader, which are the two big newspapers in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Box after box of these things. And I have kind of a funny story. The guy who went to the printer and picked them up, brought them back to my place in his truck to keep them overnight before we were going to take them to the newspapers in the morning. He backs off his truck to my front door, and we're kind of grunting and pulling box after box of full paper, and paper's heavy.
Yes.
And it turns out that the next-door neighbor, I live in a duplex, the next-door neighbor who's, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure is basically a Democrat kind of guy, a Barack Obama kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He sees us huffing all these papers back and forth, and he goes, oh, hey, you know, let me give you a hand. I said, well, you don't have to do that. And he goes, oh, yeah, no problem. So there he is, you know, helping us with what is basically Libertarian Activist Central. It was just, you know, beautiful, really.
And he didn't realize that was what he was doing?
Not at first, but I'm sure because the boxes were all open and had all the, you know, Liberty Alliance voter guides and and stuff. So I'm sure at some point he realized, oh my God, what have I got myself into? Which is neat.
Well, Dennis, keep up the good work out there. Anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Nope, that's pretty much it. Thanks,
very
everybody.
Good. Appreciate hearing from you as always. Dennis with New Hampshire Liberty Update there, 800-259-9231. There's just not activism anywhere going on anywhere else in this country that like you're seeing here in New Hampshire. It's an amazing group of people.
Well, there might be activism going on, but it's not activism for liberty.
This is true.
Yeah, the greenies might be out there in San Francisco doing this level of activism. However,
well, they are looking to legalize prostitution out in San Francisco. I did have a story about that. I don't know if we'll have a chance to get to it tonight because the phones are loaded up, and that's what this show is about. It's about your phone calls. So, you know, here and there you'll see something that it's probably not necessarily liberty-oriented people that are spearheading them, but they may be involved. Certainly there are different people that have interests in, for instance, legalizing marijuana or prostitution. But it's always nice to see those efforts happening elsewhere. Of course, we'll start to see those efforts here in New Hampshire. And just the variety of things that you can do is tremendous. I mean, in San Francisco, that's probably all you've got is the prostitution ballot initiative. In Massachusetts, you've got the marijuana legalization,
yeah, the income tax repeal.
So there's some occasional things that'll pop up here and there. But here in New Hampshire, you really have to pick and choose. There are so many different activism opportunities, both inside the system and market-based. It can be a little overwhelming. It's actually kind of tough sometimes to decide where to go and what to do. And that problem will only become greater, and it's a good problem to have. So 800-259-9231, we continue with Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, eminent domain, and I know you guys are tired of talking about this, but I have a point that I don't think was brought up yet.
Okay, sure.
And it's the idea. Well, first of all, my point of view is ethical. I do believe that we should oppose eminent domain for ethical reasons. However, I can argue against it from a completely consequentialist point of view. First of all, how does anyone determine what you need as far as roads? You know, just because somebody would like to go from point A to point B doesn't mean we need it any more than, you know, I would like to have a bigger house. And I would like to annex my neighbor's property. And maybe there would be a whole lot of social utility from that because I'm more productive than my neighbor. But that doesn't give me the right to the property, build more house.
I'd say you're right about that. So whose needs are we talking about, and why are their needs greater than the needs of the person that actually owns
the
property?
And are they needs or just wants?
Indeed, indeed. Did you have more?
Yes.
Hang on, Dan. Bring it back. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the program, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5,
Burglar 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Yeah, Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. They include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is sponsored by SACL CAI. They're our major sponsor. If you have a business or you know somebody who has a business, and the accounts receivable department's giving you a little trouble right about now, which, you know, the economy being the way it is, it can be a lot of trouble. Contact SACL CAI. They do a great job. They don't break anybody's kneecaps. They treat your customers with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's on the top right-hand portion of the page.
We continue with Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the AMP line. Are you
there?
Hi. Go ahead, sir.
I started to make my point before about how, you know, when you're talking about a, you know, consequentialist idea about it would be better if the government had the power to seize land for roads because we might need roads. But, you know, who's to determine what need is? And when you give the government the power to do something, you're guaranteed to get a whole lot of it. I mean, you know, the Soviet Union, they had the power to seize roads, and now, you know, they have thousands upon thousands of miles of roads that we don't need. Hmm. And I guarantee you that if we didn't have the government that we've had, for example, if they didn't, you know, claim ownership to all of the land, basically, that isn't homesteaded, if they had let homesteading to progress naturally, if they hadn't subsidized the building of cities, if they hadn't subsidized the building of roads, then we would have had a slowly, you know, slow and even expansion, which would make this whole discussion about, well, we need roads, you know, because it's so vital for commerce, it would have made this discussion moot because you wouldn't have these huge, major, concentrated sites of industry with massive amounts of space in between them. That's just not natural, and it all comes from subsidy and the government not letting people homestead the land in a natural fashion.
Not to mention zoning and other controls and things like that.
That case may be, but however, we are stuck with the world we have, and you know that nothing's going to change that, so we sort of have to have a system that works within that.
But I think his point is very valid, and that is, well, who are these bureaucrats to be able to make decisions about where roads should be placed? Wouldn't marketplace actors be far better at allocating those resources?
I would agree.
Dan?
And there's another thing that... If you give the government the power to create roads, like I said, you're going to get a lot of roads. And that land is, not even to create roads, but even to seize the land for roads, you're going to get a lot of land seized for roads that the market would probably have determined would have been more productive in another fashion.
I think that last part is correct, but I don't know if the first part is. I don't know if when the government's in charge of roads, you'll get a lot of them, because it takes them a long damn time to get a road built. I remember they were back in Sarasota, where I used to live, they were talking about putting a road through. There was over by my parents' neighborhood, and I remember going to a meeting about this. It's one of those public meetings that they're required to have when they're going to be stealing people's property and stuff. So they went to I remember going to this meeting and them talking about how, oh, there's a 10-year plan here. And by the time I moved out of Sarasota in 2006, I remember being a little kid when I went to this meeting, so I think it was much longer than 10 years. They had actually begun construction on putting that road through. So, yeah, I don't know if I agree with that part. They seem to take their sweet damn time when it comes to putting a road through. But, yeah, it's always overcost and unnecessarily expensive.
No, I completely agree with you. I should have said you'll get a lot more roads than you need. And if the only power you give the government is to seize lands for roads, they will redefine the word roads to mean just about everything else. Because, well, you know, when you have an organization with a monopoly on force, that's what they do. They expand their power.
And
it takes generations, but it'll happen.
You're correct. And one of the other points someone else had made in the past about government owning roads is it essentially becomes a control grid. I mean, it allows the government police to go pretty much anywhere and harass pretty much anybody, as long as they don't live in a private neighborhood that could somehow block them from entrance. And so it's one of the reasons why the government police are so effective at coming after innocent people is because, well, they own the roads and they can pretty much go wherever they want. Certainly it would be a different story if they didn't own those roads and would only be able to go where they had permission to go.
Yep.
Thanks, Dan, for the call. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If I had to pick, though, if I had to choose between government roads and government police, which would I choose? I'd choose the roads in a heartbeat, because the roads can't hurt you.
It would seem to me that government police I think that government police probably have a more legitimate role than even roads. I think that, we've talked about how roads could be built by the free market. I just don't know whether you could have justice administered from the free market. I just don't know how it could happen. I mean,
go read The Market for Liberty. It's an excellent book. You can get it free at book.freetalklive.com.
It seems unlikely to me that criminals, would willingly take punishments without having guns pointed at them. And that's what the government does.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're talking about a violent person, then yeah, you're probably going to have to lock that person up for the sake of the safety of people. But if you're talking about somebody that did something by mistake or, is an upstanding member of society and they're
hopefully
not a mass murderer.
Hopefully we don't lock too many people up in America that have made a mistake. If you're talking about something from negligence, an accident.
You made a mistake.
It wasn't an accident.
That's true, but you made a mistake.
I was there willingly. I didn't, I didn't kill anybody, but my circumstances was I put myself there willingly.
You're not the only person who's been in a similar situation, though. 1-800-259-9231. We continue
here.
I
consider my time in prison to have been constructive.
That's good. You might as well look at it that way, and you should stay positive as much as you possibly can. We continue with Zach on the line in North Carolina. Zach, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to call about two things real quick. First, the IHS seminars that have been advertising. I actually got to go to one this summer. I went to the same one that they're hosting over spring break, Liberty and Society.
I don't know that they're necessarily – I don't know the names of which ones they're hosting during spring break. I can't tell you that.
Zach Liberty and Society. I checked the website earlier today. And it is an amazing opportunity to meet a lot of good people with primarily like-minded individuals, but you have this a broad range from your small government Republicans to your pretty hardcore market anarchists and Austrian economists of different stripes. And it was just an amazing experience, and so I encourage anybody that can to go.
You enjoyed yourself. Looking from almost a year now, what kind of, besides learning things, did you get any kind of networking opportunities, anything come out of it that that you can think of?
Absolutely. I work heavily with the Bureau Crash Activist Network. And
good folks there.
We did a lot of recruiting there. We gave out, you know, Bureau Crash contraband T-shirt every day. But a lot of the people I've met, I'm still friends with, local activists or regional activists. And even, like, we found someone to translate a lot of the Bureau Crash stuff into Romanian there.
Wow.
We've I've got a friend who I met there that's working on starting an online Austrian economic dictionary, and so yeah, it's just a great experience.
Neat.
So you would recommend that people go to libertarian? Wait, that was libertarian internship. Was it a seminar or an internship that you went to? I'm confused.
It was one of the seminars.
Okay, so libertarianseminars.com is where people can go. There are going to be a couple of them going on here. You can apply to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz from March 7th through 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta from March 14th through the 19th. And in addition to the fact that the participation being free, also you get provided with housing and meals during the conference. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, how much did you have to lay out personally in order to go and attend one of these things?
Just the gas money from my house out to the college.
They seem to do everything for you there. Everything but wipe your nose for you.
That's a perfect opportunity, and I'm glad you called to recommend it. And I thank you for sharing your story, because it's all, I mean, it's nice for Ian and Mark to sit here and talk about what the coffee points the nice people at the IHS have given us. But to actually hear a testimonial from somebody who's been and has glowing things to say is even better. So take Zach's advice. If you are, is this only for college kids too, Mark?
Pretty much for college kids.
Okay. If you're in college, go to libertarianseminars.com and get involved in this. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you'd like to help promote Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Learn about all the variety of different ways that we have for you to help Free Talk Live. For instance, get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board. You can do it all by going to promotes.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, that's what the show's about. So we'll talk to David in Florida on the AMP line. Hello, David.
Hey.
Hey, David.
I wanted to talk about the National Honor Society.
Yes, it was a call we had in the very beginning of the show that brought that up. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was the president of the National Honor Society while I was in high school. And it is a private national organization that it's an honorary society that recognizes the achievements of high school age kids in public schools and private schools. And in order to become a member of the National Honor Society, you need to be nominated by another member of the National Honor Society.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to fill out an application, which it seems odd to me that someone who apparently has such disdain for it would bother to fill out an application for the National Honor Society.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was clear that
One could leave the National Honor Society at any time. I mean, there's nothing keeping you there.
What's the benefit of being a member of the National Honor Society? I'm sorry, what's the benefit of being a member of the National Honor Society?
It's kind of like something neat to put on your resume, to let people know that you have achieve the recognition of mainly teachers that are members of the National Honor Society, but it doesn't have to be teachers. And it's just something to let people know that you have impressed people.
Yeah, I think that he was bringing it up just to bring up kind of the attitude that a lot of people within the educational system have about their product, which is what it is. I mean, it's essentially the education people promoting their product, and the idea that educated people are better than.
And
the
as
rest.
Far as your resume goes, it's really only good. The National Honor Society is really only good to get you to the next level
in
of
college.
Education.
Because
once you have that completed your final level of education and go get a real job, they don't care if you're a member of the National Honor Society.
I don't necessarily agree. I mean,
you don't?
You have from your college education, there's also a National Honor Society. It's called Phi Beta Kappa. Actually, there are many National Honor Societies, but the general one is called Phi Beta Kappa. And that's actually kind of a prized honor given to students who have achieved, usually across curriculum. They not only have achieved in their discipline, whatever their major is, but also in other fields as well.
Is that a fraternity?
And, excuse me?
Is it a fraternity?
It is an honorary fraternity, yes.
Meaning, do they drink?
A fraternity.
Well, I guess my question is do these people hang out at college together? Do they have a fraternity house?
Nope, not like that. It's an honorary society, and you're nominated. Phi Beta Kappa, you don't have to fill out an application, but...
I would guess you think it would be about as relevant at getting a job after getting out of college as being, say, an Eagle Scout?
No, it's more prestigious than being an Eagle Scout.
How do you know that?
Wow, I think there's some Eagle Scouts that are about loading their guns.
They're pretty insulted
get you right
by
about
that.
Now.
Yeah. No. Eagle Scout is pretty hard to get.
More prestigious for a potential employer.
How do you know? Are you talking about? I mean, I could have a smart employee who doesn't show up to work on time. I don't know what you're suggesting here. I'll bet you there are far fewer Eagle Scouts in America than there are
NHS.
In
NHS.
Well, certainly, if you're applying, if you're going into an academic field, it's going to hold some weight. If you're going to be a mathematician, that's certainly going to hold some sway with your employer. If you're going to go work in sales or managing a retail store, it's probably not going to have that much weight. But there are a lot of people who do go into academic fields. So I would, obviously there's something to be said for if you're going to go to college, you might as well achieve academic honors.
I mean, right. I could tell you that if I were hiring somebody and I saw on their resume Eagle Scout and then I had another resume that said Phi Beta whatever the hell.
Well, that's because you don't know.
I don't know. And that's what I'm saying. Only the people that actually know what the Phi Beta National Honors thing is would actually have any value to it. To me, I would look at that and see, oh, he went to college and drank. Great.
Well, I mean, it does show what kind of cretins we are, but the fact is, Eagle Scouts are highly respected members of society. I mean, to say that anyone's more, recognition above the Medal of Honor winner is more respected than Eagle Scout is one hell of a statement.
Go ahead, Dan. Or David.
I'm sorry. If you want a job, climbing trees or being a forest ranger, I mean, Eagle Scout is definitely the way to go. You definitely want that Eagle Scout.
Could you give out your address so the
kudos on you?
Could you give out your address so the Eagle Scouts could come get you?
If you're getting a professional job, you want professional credentials, and Phi Beta Kappa is one of those professional credentials, very much like National Honor Society membership.
I've never heard of such a thing, and I've heard of Eagle Scouting.
If you don't want to participate in it, there is no one that will force you to become a member of Phi Beta Kappa or the National Honor Society. If you don't like it, if you think it's dumb, if you think it wouldn't look good on your resume because you think Eagle Scout is the way to go, hey, no one's forcing you to take it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, sure.
I'm not disparaging your organization. I still can't remember the name of it, but Phi Beta,
Phi Beta
I got
Kappa.
That part. Yeah, Phi Beta Kappa, there you go. I'm not disparaging your organization. What I was saying was, is it going to be about as relevant to an employer as putting down Eagle Scout?
To me, no.
That was a compliment. I was asking you a question, and to me that was a compliment. And then to say that it would be more important than Eagle Scout, I felt was, wow, that's really a heck of a statement. I'm not willing to say that it's not more important to a certain employer out there. It sure must be. I'm going to tell you it's not going to be tree trimmers, but anyway.
Of course not. I mean, but you wouldn't need that kind of... You wouldn't need that kind of credential if you wanted to be a tree trimmer. All you'd have to do is show you couldn't fall off a ladder or something. I don't know exactly what sort of a credentials a tree trimmer would need, but...
Thank you, David. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think I heard a tinge in there of what Alex was getting at earlier, the idea that, we've got our National Honor Society, and we're better than even the Eagle Scouts.
If you're going to study that hard, you probably are going for an academic field. Honestly, most of the people I knew who are in, like, the National Honor Society were looking at doing something in a science-related field or something like that. They weren't really looking to go to college and do a business major. So I think that for certain things, certainly you want to have high honors in academics.
I'm not ready to go after the guy because I haven't been to college. I don't know enough about this stuff, and like I said, we're showing that we're cretins. However, I would like to talk about the PhD that I know who says you really need NHS membership for your college application. Anyone who puts it on a job application is a douchebag. and our Linux server guy who you know that you know our well. College-educated techno geek guy. He says Phi Beta Kappa is important. It shows future government leeches. They're the future professors and lawyers, government research scientists too. Phi Beta Kappa is big in academia. So
yeah,
I mean, apparently there's two very well-educated, very libertarian guys who say, you know, Phi Beta Kappa, not so much in the real world.
Sorry, David. 800-259.
I think that, but I do agree that if you're going to be in academia, you might as well get the honors.
Should, yeah.
And I, when the other caller, and I don't remember his name either, called Alex. In saying that the National Honor Society, he says he's not going to the thing. Well, fine, then don't go. That's kind of what we said about it. I don't want to attack either one of these guys. I don't want to create any enemies, and I especially don't want to create any enemies with the Eagle Scouts.
That's true. Well, they'll tie you in a knot, and you'll never get out. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Phone lines loaded up. If you are on the line, we will get to you. Plus, still to come here, whether it's tonight or tomorrow night, we're going to tell you about a few octogenarian ladies that you need to know about. If you don't think that you live in a police state, wait until you hear these stories. One woman arrested for taking a ball from a child. Arrested for that. That's exactly what it was. She actually didn't take the ball from the kids. The ball was in her lawn. It was her ball at that point.
No, it wasn't.
Well, we'll talk about that. And then we'll also get to the 83-year-old woman who we're going to have on the program tomorrow night, right at the beginning of the show, who is under fire from the local zoning bureaucrats, the code enforcement department. They're threatening to throw her in a jail cell if she doesn't reconvert her garage into, or her what is now a bedroom, back into a garage. We'll have her on the program, a very heroic octogenarian lady. And, of course, hour number three is coming up. Your phone calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.